Hello, and welcome back to Unfolding. I'm Erica Voll, a confidence and well-being coach and a certified human design guide. I use tools like human design, coaching, and Reiki to help women in midlife say no to what drains them, because then they start to trust their decisions and understand their unique strengths. And together, we clear old patterns so they can make confident decisions and start putting themselves first. This episode is a bonus episode, and it's a sneak peek into the Parenting Roadmap Report and private podcast that I'm offering for a limited time. You can download it at the link in the show notes. The Parenting Roadmap Report and podcast are all about helping you understand how you and your kid are wired and how human design can bring more confidence and connection in your parenting. Enjoy this, and don't forget to check out the Parenting Roadmap link in the show notes. And now, here's the sneak peek episode. Welcome to the Parenting Roadmap Podcast. I'm Erica Voll, a confidence and well-being coach and a certified human design guide. And these are short, supportive episodes to help you understand how you and your kids are wired and how human design can bring more confidence and connection into your parenting. And today's episode is a little different because you won't just hear from me. In this bonus conversation, we're talking to one of my former clients, Heather Wick, who is also a coach. She's an intuitive business coach and energy mentor, and she has her own podcast called Sacred Boardroom, where she talks about how women are blending spirituality and strategy to do business differently. And in this bonus conversation, we're going to be talking about how she used her human design and to understand her family in a whole new way. We'll talk about how she learned about her design and then the designs of her partner and her kids, and how that shifted everything from communication to expectations and how she supports her people. Heather was the first person I shared human design with and her family's charts, and it's so exciting to have her here. It was amazing to see how things resonated with her as we talked about her family. And I know you'll love hearing her story and how things shifted in her family and for herself in our work together. Welcome, Heather, to the Parenting Roadmap Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Erica. I'm so excited to be here.
So before you learned about human design, what was parenting or family life like for you day to day?
Yeah, I think, you know, parenting was like overall decent. But I would say that we definitely had some areas that we would struggle with things. So some of the stuff that came up a lot were one of my kiddos has like he needs some time to think about decisions, and I am a gut person, so I did not see that difference. And just like some of those communication sticky points, almost everything that is like a hard spot for us in our communication could be really narrowed down to something in our design that was like, it just understanding that design, I think, really helped us develop a compassion for people having different experiences and like that deeper understanding of like, oh, this is just the way that they're meant to operate. Like they're not doing it wrong. They're actually doing it really right for them. It just may or may not be inconvenient for me.
That's always a challenge.
Yeah.
So what stands out for you like as an aha moment during our session? Because I know there were a few.
Yeah. So the first one is, this is the one that I tell people about all the time, but my middle son has the authority type that is sleep on it. And so we were having this thing happen where I would be like, okay, you know, what do you want to do for your sports? You want to do soccer? You want to do hockey? And he'd be like, I want to do soccer. I'd be like, okay, sign him up for soccer. And then like, you know, a couple weeks would go by, it'd be time to go to the first day of soccer. And he'd be like, I didn't want to do soccer. I wanted to do hockey. I told you. I'm like, no, you didn't, actually. You told me you wanted to do soccer. And once I started to understand that his design was to sleep on things, I've actually started, like, if I have an important question or a decision that I need him to make, I'll ask him right at bedtime. Like, when I'm tucking him in at night, I'll be like, hey, buddy, you know, we've got to decide this week if you want to do soccer or hockey. What do you think? Like, I want you to sleep on it and think about it tonight and let me know tomorrow morning what you want to do. And like that one shift has just completely eliminated that, like, that's not what I said I wanted to do, even if, you know, it just has really changed that. So that was like the one that stuck out to me the most, and actually something that I've kind of recognized in some of my clients and people as well, where I'm like, maybe we just need a little more space between those decisions. So that one was really interesting. Also, my oldest son is a manifester, and just watching how his mood can kind of shift the mood of the whole house. Like if he's having an off day, like it's kind of like, okay, bat in the hatches, here we go. So just, again, knowing to kind of expect that, or be like, okay, this might be a good day for you to go read quietly in your room and not try and like force him to interact with the rest of the room or the rest of the house when he's just going to like stir the pot because he can't help it.
Mm-hmm. So there are five of you in your family.
Yes.
Tell us who you, the types of your, in your family.
Yes. Yeah. So I am a generator. My husband is a manifesting generator. My oldest son is a manifester. My middle son is a generator. And my daughter, my youngest, is a projector.
And how do you feel like you all work together?
Yeah, you know, it's quite an interesting dance, I would say, because there are a lot of different types interacting in a very small space. You know, I think that one of the things we've learned is just how to lean on each other's strengths. And, you know, another thing that I've started doing is my daughter is a projector, and finding ways to invite her into like being part of something or asking her opinions on stuff, because otherwise she's like constantly trying to like offer her opinion or her advice, or like, I have an idea for this. Like she's always constantly going and trying to find the places where I can like easily invite her in, and also trying to like gently approach, like it's an interesting space to be in, right? Because I don't want to like stifle her creativity or her like coming up with all these brilliant ideas because she has so many. But like if she's feeling overly tired, being like, oh, you know, this is why sometimes it's good to reserve our energy and save like that energy for those projects that we get invited into. And, you know, it is definitely a dynamic.
So what else shifted for you, knowing your own design, not just your kids? What has shifted for you as you've been working with your design?
Yeah, so knowing that I was a generator first, it made so much sense. Like I've always been someone who has like a lot of, I just seem to have an endless well of energy sometimes, or like the ability to just see a project through to the end no matter what it takes, which I will say I have not always been in great integrity around only doing things that bring me joy. So like sometimes to my own detriment and my own exhaustion. So learning that I was a generator and that I was like really designed to only work on the things that bring me joy and that I would have endless energy in those areas has, first of all, really given me permission to follow the things that bring me joy and know that that is serving my whole family. So, you know, if cooking dinner does not bring me joy, then like maybe we have some easier meals often, because it's just like a drain on me. And, you know, finding those things though, where it's like, yeah, like going outside and, you know, playing, like going on adventures or things like that, that really brings me joy. So let's all go do that together. And just knowing that those things are going to be what light me up and where I have the well of energy, like I'm not going to be exhausted at the end of the day, as long as I'm following kind of that sense of joy. And also like, yeah, just that permission to prioritize myself more than I had. I think I entered motherhood with a sense of like martyrdom. Like I had to sacrifice myself for the benefit of my children, and learning that not only is that not true, it's specifically not how I'm designed, has been really freeing.
So was there anything that was helpful or supportive about the way we explored your design together that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just like seeing some of the interactions. Like the one of the things that I know we talked about is that everyone in my family has, I think it's an open throat center. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, if we're in a space together, except for me, I do not have an open throat center.
It's actually the opposite.
Okay. All right.
You have the undefined and everybody has a defined.
Right. So everyone else comes into a space and they are just like loud and voices are going and it's like, who can talk louder to be heard? And that's just kind of the vibe when everybody's home. And I'm just sitting here like, oh my, like nervous system overwhelm. But now that I recognize that that's like actually how they're designed to be, it kind of makes it a little more fun to like sit in that chaos and also not feel like I'm trying to like control it or make it like quote unquote wrong. Like it's just how everybody is designed and like they're thriving, they're living their best life. It's just me that's having a hard time with it. And like I can, you know, I can manage my nervous system. I have tools and things that I can use. So I think understanding some of those differences was just enough of a shift of perspective to allow me to have more fun in the moment instead of like, oh my gosh, I'm like, it just took me out of the overwhelm and like, okay, this is like fun for everybody. They're all having a lot of fun right now. And like, I just am going to hang out and enjoy the ride. And maybe if I get really overwhelmed, I just need to take a little space because this is just how it is.
And was there anything about the process as we worked that surprised you or was different than you expected?
Yeah, you know, I don't think I ever considered how many different like combinations that there could be, like how you could, like how I can interact with one kid is completely different than I can interact with another kid to communicate well and to have everybody feel seen and heard and appreciated. And so, I mean, I knew that parenting wasn't a one-size-fits-all thing, but I think for simplicity reasons, we try and just parent consistently. And it's like that consistent parenting actually wasn't serving everyone, that they all had a little bit different needs. And not that I can't be consistent in some things, but that, you know, just making small tweaks, like if I'm going to ask you a question, I'm going to do it before bedtime instead of my oldest son, and I just ask him and he's like, has the answer. Because he's got, you know, a gut authority too. So it's, you know, those small shifts where I can just make a little more accommodation for how they're designed are worth making.
Mm-hmm. So what made the looking at the chart and like working together, like what really made things click for you once we started digging in?
Yeah, you know, I think what really made them click was seeing how true most of the pieces were for myself. Like thinking back to all those times where I was like, man, I have this endless well of energy. But then other times I'm like exhausted after I've been doing something for like 2 minutes. Like, what gives? Like, why? Because I just expected myself to be consistent. And just seeing that that was absolutely true for me without any effort on my part, or there was nothing I did differently. It's just how it was. And I think understanding that about myself made it easier to understand it about the other people in my family. And, you know, it's really that understanding piece that I think clicked the most. And yeah, seeing it reflected in my own life and my own experiences was really helpful.
And is there anything that shifted in your relationship with your partner? Knowing
yeah,
your design,
you know,
and his design.
I think that it's interesting because he's a manifesting generator, but I always say he's my rock because he's like very steady and consistent. So he doesn't necessarily lean into that manifesting generator energy, although he is really fast. Like when he decides something, he is pretty fast on it. But I think that even being curious and kind of giving him permission to like, hey, did you know you're designed like this? And like, what if all those wild ideas that you had is like, you know, on your idea list, maybe you're actually supposed to do them and just like do them real quick and then go on to the next thing. And I think just like encouraging him to kind of try out some different stuff and explore things that he's interested in and not make it right or wrong that he's, you know, doing things that way.
And what would you say to a parent? I love this. I love this so much. So what would you say to a parent who's just getting started with human design and maybe feeling like they looked at the chart and they're like, what is this? Or they're just totally unsure if this can even work for them.
Yeah. I think that the best place to start is to just pick one thing, like just follow your intuition and like that one thing that hits where you're like, ooh, I really think that, you know, maybe if it's you've got that kid like me that's got that sleep on it where you're like, I see this friction in like this decision making process and it's creating some hard places for me. Just following that one little thread and like seeing where it goes and seeing where like making one small shift changes, like not feeling like you have to do it all at once, because this is like full disclosure, this is still 100% a work in progress for me. And I go back to these charts all the time to see, you know, different like things and different interactions and, oh, what, like, what is their authority type again? Or just different things. So I think that picking one place to start and wherever your highest friction point is right now in your household, I would start there and just see what tools you have and start working with those there. And then once you start to feel like you've got a little traction there, then move on to the next thing, like one step at a time. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Well, thank you. Yes, it does not need to be all or nothing. And I have been studying human design for 3 years and it's still, I learn something almost new every day.
Yes, I know. It is, there is so much information and I think it is easier to be overwhelmed. But I also think that if you take that approach of like one thing at a time and just work there until you feel like you've got a handle on it and then move on, like even that one shift can make a huge difference.
Well, thank you, Heather. This has been such a fun conversation. This has been such a pleasure talking to you today. I know that so many parents will hear themselves in your stories today. And I hope you've all enjoyed this interview as much as I have. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful to be here.
And just a quick reminder, if you have misplaced your parenting roadmap report or you need the booking link for an intro session, you can find them in the show notes. Thanks for joining us today.